Enoch 傳道。
今天在我們當中來為我們證道的是以諾傳道。
他今天證道的題目是，
他今天證道的題目是，
你有無花果嗎？
你有無花果嗎？
經文記載在路加福音，
經文是記載在路加福音
13章一至九節，
一到九節。
今天翻譯的是詩君姐妹，
翻譯的是世君姐妹。
我們有請傳道和詩君姐妹。
Good morning.
早上好。
Okay. Hope you are all doing well.
希望你们一切安好。
For the last couple of months, Monica, my wife, have been trying to grow different kind of plants.
在过去的几个月里，我的太太 Monica 姐妹一直都在试图种植各种植物。
So now we kind of have unlimited spring onions.
所以我们现在有无限量的供应，有各式各样的葱。
So I eat it every week.
所以我每个星期都在吃葱。
And we have pepper seeds.
我也有辣椒种子。
And the latest one we have is coriander.
我们最新的品种是香菜。
And not because Monica's into plants.
不仅仅因为 Monica 对植物很着迷。
But I also did some research on plants.
我也对植物做了一些研究。
And more specifically, I did some research on fig trees.
更具体的说呢，我对无花果进行了一些研究。
And it's not because I want a fig tree.
并不是因为我打算种棵无花果树。
Because I'm not really sure if I even like figs.
因为我都不一定确定我很喜欢无花果。
But I find it interesting because Jesus is using it as a parable to explain his teaching for today's passage.
我对无花果树感兴趣，是因为耶稣用了无花果作为一个寓言来解释他今天的经文。
Figs in Cantonese is, as many of you know, it's called 某花果。
广东话说无花果是某花果。
Which.Directly translates into no flower fruit.
用中文来讲就是没有果实、没有花的一种果子。
And I don't know if you have ever seen a flower on a fig tree.
你有没有在无花果树上看见花过？
Have you? No? Or maybe the first question should be, have you ever seen a fig tree?
可能第一个问题应该先问你们有没有见过一棵无花果树。
Okay.
我是见过。
Okay, it's only one. Okay, then it's harder to know if there's flowers. But I think the Chinese name of a fig tree is probably based on fig trees not having flowers.
我想它的中文名无花果可能是因为在那个树上是看不到花的。
Or at least so it seems.
至少看上去如此。
Because the truth is that figs are kind of, the fig fruit is kind of a flower and a fruit.
事实上呢，这个无花果的果实既是花又是果。
Because in the early stages of the fig, it is an inverted flower, so it's growing not outwards but inwards.
因为在它生长的先前阶段呢，这个花是朝里面长的。
Yeah. Can you put up the picture? So there are two types of figs.
有两种无花果。
There's a male version and a female version.
它分为雌性和雄性。
And there's also something called fig wasps.
还有一种东西呢，它叫做无花果黄蜂。
And they are the ones that.Pollinate the figs so that they can create seeds, and the fig can reproduce just like any other plant.
他是负责给无花果传粉的，那这些无花果呢就可以结果实，如同其他的植物一样。
And another function of the wasp is to make the fig ripe.
它的另外一个功能呢，就是让这些无花果成熟。
So these wasps tries to find the male figs and lay eggs in them.
黄蜂就要找到那些雄性的无花果，然后在里面产卵。
It has to be male figs because the female figs does not have the ideal environment for wasp eggs.
必须是雄性的无花果树，因为雌性的无花果呢，它的那个生长环境是不利于黄蜂的。
So when this wasp is crawling into this fig, the wasp has to lose, will sacrifice its wings.
当这个黄蜂啊钻到无花果里的时候，它就会失去它的翅膀。
Which means whatever happens, it will die inside that fig.
这也就是说，无论接下来发生什么，这个黄蜂都会在无花果里面死去。
So the question is, how does the wasp know if it's a male fig or if it's a female fig?
那现在问题来了，这个黄蜂怎么知道这是一个雄性的还是雌性的无花果呢？
Because its life depends on it, right?
因为它的生命都是依靠来识辨识它的雄性还是雌性。
And the truth is,It doesn't.
事实上，他们不知道的。
If it's lucky, it will be able to lay eggs in a male fruit, and the whole thing will start over again with new wasps and a new mission.
如果幸运的话呢，它就会在雄果中产卵，然后呢，它的整个生命历程要重新开始，会有一个新的黄蜂出现。
But if it's unlucky, it will just die in this female fig out of starvation.
但是如果它不幸运的话呢？它就会在雌果里面饥饿而死。
But the death of the wasp is not totally in vain because the fig will get pollinated and digest the wasp, and it will quickly right after.
但是它的死不是徒劳的，因为它已经给这个无花果呢授了粉，而且它这个无花果会吸收它的养分，迅速的成熟。
So when you are having figs next time.And you feel this crunchiness inside the fruit.
所以下次你吃无花果的时候，如果你觉得里面有些松脆，
it is not the wasp.
这并不是一个黄蜂在里面。
It's the seeds.
这是种子。
But most of the figs we are having does in fact have had a dead wasp in it.
但是我们吃的大部分无花果确实曾经有过一个黄蜂死在里面的。
It's just digested by the fig.
它只是被无花果吸收了。
And I think there are a lot more fascinating things about figs.
我想有许多关于无花果的非常有趣的事情。
But I think that now that we know a little bit more about figs, we can start to look to Jesus' parable about figs.
但既然我们现在已经对无花果有些了解了，我们现在可以看看耶稣要告诉我们的预言。
So for the text today, we will look into the fruitless fig tree.
今天的经文呢，我们要研究一下这些不结果的无花果树。
And we will also see the reaction of the man that finds this tree of no fruits.
我们也要看看这个人，那个找到了不结果的无花果树的人的反应。
And I think that the text today is very important for all of us.
今天经文对我们所有的人来说都非常重要。
Whether you're a Christian or not.
无论你是否是一个基督徒。
Because it talks about one of the cores of our belief.
因为它谈到了我们信仰的一个核心内容。
It talks about repentance.
谈到了悔改。
And if you haven't understood what this means, we'll figure out this together.
如果你还不明白的话，我们今天一起弄清楚。
Let us read the text of today, Luke 13:1-9.
让我们一起阅读今天的经文。
I read in English first. There were some present at that very time who told him about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with their sacrifices. And he answered them, Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? No, I tell you. But unless you repent, you will all likewise perish? Or those 18 on whom the tower in Siloam fell and killed them, do you think that they were worse offenders than all the others who lived in Jerusalem? No, I tell you, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. And he told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. And he said to the vine dresser, look, for 3 years now I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and I find none. Cut it down. Why should it use up the ground? And he answered him, sir, let it alone this year also, until I dig around it and put it on manure. Then if it should bear fruit next year, well and good. But if not, you can cut it down.
正在那时候，有些人前来告诉耶稣有关加利利人的事，就是比拉多把加利利人的血与他们的祭物混在一起的事。耶稣回答他们说，你们以为这些加利利人如此受害，是因为他们比其他所有加利利人更有罪吗？不是的，我告诉你们，你们如果不悔改，都会同样的灭亡。或者，斯罗亚楼倒塌压死的那18个人，你们以为他们比所有住在耶路撒冷的人更有罪吗？不是的，我告诉你们，你们如果不悔改，都会同样灭亡。于是耶稣讲了这个比喻。一个人有一棵无花果树，栽在自己的葡萄园里。当他过来，在那树上找果子时，却找不到。就对园丁说，你看，一连3年，我在这无花果树上找果子，都找不到，把它砍了吧，何必让它白占土地？但是园丁回答，对他说，主人，今年再留着它吧，等我在它周围挖掘，施些粪肥，或许它来年真会结出果子，否则你就砍了它。
Let us pray.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父，
Thank you for gathering us here today.
感谢你今天把我们聚集在这里。
Thank you that we can come together and worship you.
感谢我们可以聚在一起，一起来崇拜你。
I pray that you will speak through me today.
我祷告你今天通过我的口来讲述。
And let us understand what you're trying to tell us through this passage.
让我们一起明白你要通过经文让我们明白的道理。
Let us understand what repentance means.
让我们明白什么是悔改。
And understand how we should honor you.This world.
让我们明白怎样才能在这个世界上荣耀你。
I pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。阿门。
Okay, so for today's message, I will first go through the text, and then we'll try to find out what Jesus is trying to tell us.
所以今天呢，我们首先要讲述一下经文，然后尝试找出耶稣要告诉我们的道理。
So Luke is bringing us to a conversation between the people and Jesus.
路加福音呢，把我们带入了一群人和耶稣之间的对话。
And the people is telling Jesus about two disastrous events that have happened.
人们告诉耶稣发生了两起灾难性的事件。
And the first incident talked about was the Galileans or the Jews that were killed by Pilate.
第一件事呢，就是被比拉多杀死的加利利人和犹太人。
And they were not only killed, but they say that their blood was mixed with their sacrifices.
他们不仅仅是被杀了，而且他们的血和祭物混在了一起。
And Pilate is known for being the chief officer in the Roman Empire that had a trial with Jesus.
比拉多呢，是以罗马帝国的长官而闻名的。
And he let him be crucified.
他审判耶稣，而且判了耶稣钉十字架。
And when we talk about blood mixing sacrifices, the sacrifices are animal sacrifices.
当我们说那个血和祭物混在一起的时候呢，我们说的是那些动物的祭品。
So it seems like the Galileans were killed during one of Pilate's worships or offerings.
因此，看来那些加利利人呢，是在崇拜或者献祭的时候被杀的。
And then their blood was mixed with the animal blood.
所以他们的血呢，就跟动物的血混在一起了。
And then Jesus asked people a question.
然后耶稣问了人们一个问题。
He says, "Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered this way?"
你们认为这些加利利人比其他的所有加利利人更有罪吗？因为他们遭受了这种苦难。
And I think that Jesus rarely asks a question because he doesn't know.
耶稣很少有问一个问题，因为他不知道答案。
But he asks questions because we don't know.
他问这个问题是因为我们不知道答案。
And we don't understand.
我们不明白。
And through his questions, we learn.
通过他的这些问题，我们在学习。
And Jesus asked this question because he knows what's on their mind of the people.
他问这个问题，因为他知道这些人是怎么想的。
The people think that these people who were killed by Pilate were punished because of their sin.
他们认为这些人被比拉多杀死是因为他们有罪。
This was a common belief among the Jews.
这是犹太人的一个非常常见的想法。
And in another story, we have seen people ask Jesus.
在另外一个故事里面，我们看到人们在问耶稣。
They say, "Rabbi, who sinned?"
拉比，谁犯了罪？
This man or his parents that he would be born blind?
这个男人或者是他的父母，是谁犯了罪？他会天生就是眼瞎呢？
And this shows that people think that someone has to have sinned so that this child is born blind.
所以人们认为一定是有人犯了罪，所以这个孩子会先天失明。
And the people being killed by Pilate must have done a great sin.
这些被比拉多杀死的人一定是犯了大罪了。
So therefore God let them be killed this way.
所以神让他们被杀。
I think that sin is a strange phrase.
我认为罪是一个很奇怪的单词。
You rarely hear it being used outside of church.
你很少听见人在教会以外用这个词的。
But sin is to miss the mark.
罪就是偏离了目标。
To not to be able to.Arrive at the goal.
不能够达到目的地。
And when we Christians talk about sin,
当我们基督徒说到罪的时候，
we're talking about missing the mark of God.
我们是在说失去了上帝给我们的印记。
Because we believe that God created us in His image.
因为我们相信神是按照他的形象创造了我们。
We were created to have fellowship with Him.
我们是要和神有团契。
We live with God.
我们和神一起共同生活。
We were created to live a life honoring Him.
我们的生活是为了要荣耀他的。
But we chose not to.
但是我们选择不去做。
We missed the mark.
我们失去了这个印记。
So we sinned.
所以我们都犯了罪。
And we are living a life that is opposite of good.
我们是过着一种与美善相反的生活。
Opposite of the perfect will of God.
与神的完美的意志相违背的一种生活。
And when Christians say that we are all sinners.
当基督徒说我们都是罪人的时候，
It's because we have all come short of God's glory.
因为我们都亏欠了上帝的荣耀。
That we have all missed the mark.
我们都错过了目标。
There are things we shouldn't do.
有些事情我们是不该做的。
But we still do them.
我们仍然在做。
And at the same time, there are things that we should do.
与此同时，有些事情是我们该做的。
But we don't.
但是我们没有去做。
So we are rebellious against God.
所以我们违背了上帝。
And the punishment for that is to face God's judgment one day and perish.
为此将要受的惩罚就是 有一天面对上帝的审判，我们都会灭亡。
So when people maybe argue with you and say that I am not a sinner, I don't need God.
所以也许有人会跟你争辩，啊，我不是一个罪人，我不需要神。
They might not really understand what sin means.
他们也许并不明白什么是罪。
Because saying that you don't need God is definitely missing God's mark for us.
因为说你不需要神，一定是失去了神给我们的印记。
And I think the Jews talking with Jesus in our passage today, they knew that they were all sinners.
当那些犹太人跟耶稣谈论的时候，他们都知道自己是罪人。
But they didn't think that they were as bad as the group that got killed off by Pilate.
但是他们不认为自己像被比多拉判死刑的那些人更糟。
And we can see that in the question Jesus is asking.
我们可以通过耶稣问的问题看到这一点。
Do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners?
你们认为这些加利利人是更糟糕的罪人吗？
It is common knowledge among the Jews that we're all sinners, but they thought they were better or more innocent than the ones that was killed by Pilate.
对所有的犹太人来说，他们都知道自己是罪人。但是他们认为他们要比那个被比拉多判死刑的人好那么一点，更加纯洁一点。
They didn't sin as great as they did.
他们的罪不像那个被判死刑的人那么大。
Now this might seem like something that people back in the days would do and not now.
也许这看上去是当时的人会这么想，现在的人不会做这种事情。
But I think that not only Jews think like that.
但我并不认为只有那些犹太人是这样想的。
I would say that most of us do as well.
我会说大部分人都是这样想的。
It happens either consciously or unconsciously.
这种想法有时候是有意识的，有时候是无意识的。
Whether something good or bad happens, it's almost instinctively that we start to compare ourselves with other people.
无论是好事情还是坏事情发生，我们都会本能地把自己去跟别人做比较。
When something bad happens, we might ask, "Have I done something wrong?"
当有坏事情发生的时候，我们就会问，我是不是做错什么了？
Why is this only happening to me?
为什么就发生在我身上？
What about that person? He did the same thing.
那个人怎么回事啊？他也做了这些事情啊。
Am I being punished for something I did?
是不是我因为我做的事情受到了惩罚？
And on the other hand, when something good happens, we might feel superior.
然而当一些好事情发生的时候呢，我们就忽然有了一种优越感。
Maybe you think, you know, I do try pretty hard and I'm a pretty decent person.
哦，我是很努力哦，我是一个很正直的人哦。
It's only natural that good things come to me and not everyone else.
所以好事情发生在我身上，没有发生在别人身上，这是理所当然的咯。
So in other words, there's a reason when good or bad things happen, because we deserve it. It's based on earlier actions.
换言之，无论是好事还是坏事发生，我们都是应得的，因为之前我们的一些行为。
But Jesus wants to say in this.
但是耶稣在这方面，他要发言。
And Jesus continues, and he says, No.
耶稣继续说，不。
Which at that time was kind of a surprise due to the way people looked at this.
在当时，因为人们的想法，耶稣的这个反应是让人惊讶的。
The people being killed off by Pilate were by no means worse sinners than anyone else.
被比拉多杀死的那些人绝不是比其他的人更坏的罪人。
And we all have the same problem with sin. We all need Jesus to save us.
我们每个人在罪这个问题上都有同样的挑战，我们都需要耶稣来拯救我们。
And we all need to repent.
我们都需要悔改。
Because unless we repent, we will all perish.
除非我们悔改，否则我们都会灭亡。
And then Jesus, he brings up the second incident about the people in an accident.
然后耶稣提出了第二件事情，
We read about a tower in Siloam that fell and it killed 18 people.
我们看到在西罗亚有一座塔倒塌了，压死了18个人。
So the people who were killed by Pilate are being mentioned in the same setting as those who died in this tower accident.
所以那些在比拉多手下受害被害的人和西罗亚塔倒塌事故当中死去的人被相提并论进行比较。So
we would ask, are the people killed in this accident as bad as them, as the ones who were killed off by Pilate, or are they maybe even worse?
所以在倒塌事件当中丧生的人是不是被比拉多伤害的那些人更坏呢？
And Jesus asked a question again because he knows what they're thinking.
这时候耶稣又问了一个问题，因为他知道他们是怎么想的。
He says, do you think they were more guilty?
你认为他们更有罪吗？
But Jesus doesn't even let them answer because the answer is the same as the last question. He says, I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will too all perish.
这次耶稣都没有等让他们回答，因为这个答案是与上一个问题是一样的。答案就是不，除非你们悔改，所有的人都会灭亡。So
a second time, Jesus warns the people, you need to repent.
所以这是第二次，耶稣在警告所有的人需要悔改。But
Jesus doesn't just end with that this time, but Jesus gives us a parable.
这次耶稣并没有到此为止，他还给我们讲了一个寓言。So
the story is about a fruitless fig tree.
这个故事呢，就是关于那个不结果的无花果树。So
not even the fig wasps that we learn about could do their part because there are no fruit.
就连那些我们刚才讲到的那些无花果树的黄蜂都帮不上忙，因为根本就没有果子。And
the fig tree is planted in a vineyard.
这个无花果树呢，是住在葡萄园里的。So
this is not a wild tree.
这不是一棵野树。But
it has a caretaker that has used 3 years to take care and nurture this tree, but to no use.
它是有一个园丁的，这个园丁花了3年的时间去照顾这棵树。
There was not a single fruit on that tree.
那棵树上连一颗果实都没有。And
we can think that this tree was probably planted in good soil.
这棵树也许是种在非常好的土壤里面。The
proper place and was taken care of by the caretaker.
而且被很好的照顾着，因为园丁一直都在照顾这棵树。And
the tree really only had one job, and that was to bear fruit.
那棵树其实只有一件事情要做，就是结果实。It
was also planted because the owner wanted fruit from it.
这棵树被种在那里，因为园主希望能够从那棵树上得到果实。And
the owner of the vineyard was checking that tree for fruit, but found nothing. So he said, "We are going to cut this down."
园主去看那棵果树。 但是没有找到任何果子，所以他说我要把这棵树砍了。And
I think no one would object that to that, like don't cut it down, because after all, this tree was his.
我想没有人会去反对那个园主的，因为那棵树是属于园主的。It
was in his vineyard.
是在他的葡萄园里面。He
should be allowed to do whatever he wants with it.
他可以做任何他想做的事情。
But the caretaker asked if the owner could give it one more year.
但是园丁询问能不能再给我一年。
To let the caretaker use even more time to dig around it and fertilize it.
让这个园丁可以更加多的在它周围挖掘施肥。
And if it still doesn't show any fruit, then cut it down.
如果仍然不能结果实，那才把它砍下。
And I think as some of you might have understood, we are that tree.
我想你们当中有一些人已经明白了，我们就是那棵树。God
is the owner.
神就是园主。And
Jesus is the caretaker.
耶稣是园丁。We
are the tree that has been warned that we need to have fruit.
我们是那棵受警告的树，我们要结果实。
Because God has given us so much already.
因为神给了我们如此之多。
And we are still allowed to be here because of grace.
我们仍然今天可以站立在这里，因为是神的恩典。
Because of Jesus.
因为是耶稣基督。
It's because of grace that we have been given another chance. Another chance for us to show this fruit of repentance.
正是因为恩典，我们被给予再多一次的机会，再多一次悔改的机会。
So let us dig deeper into what does all this mean?
让我们再挖掘的深一点，这一切都是要告诉我们什么？
Repentance, it's about the fruit of repentance.
这是关于悔改的果实。
Jesus tells the people to repent.
耶稣告诉我们要悔改。
So based on the passage today, if you see something awful happen, you need to repent.
所以根据今天的经文，如果你看到坏事发生的时候，要悔改。
When something bad happens in your life, you need to repent.
当坏的事情发生的时候，要悔改。
You shouldn't be looking at other people, but you should repent.
你不要去看别人，是你要悔改。
Don't compare yourself with other people. Repent.
不要把你自己跟别人比，你要悔改。
But then, is repenting only during hard and difficult circumstances?
但悔改只是在艰难困苦的时候吗？
No. In Romans, another book in the Bible, chapter 2, verse 4, it says,
不是的，在罗马书第二章第四节中说道，
Or do you show contempt for the riches of his kindness, forbearance and patience, not realizing that God's kindness is intended to lead you to repentance?
难道你轻视神丰富的仁慈、宽容、耐心，不明白他的仁慈是引领你来悔改的吗？
So not only do we need to repent when things are looking bad,
所以不仅当事情不好的时候我们需要悔改，
but we need to repent when things are looking good as well.
所以当美好的事情发生的时候我们也要悔改。
So, an illustration I read when I was preparing this sermon.
在我准备这篇讲道的时候，我有读到一个例子。
It also uses the tower example.
他也说到了这个塔楼倒塌的事情作为一个例子。
So, if a tower does not fall on you,
如果那座塔没有倒在你身上。
It doesn't fall on you like on the people in Siloam who died.
没有像在希洛亚的那个塔楼倒塌的那样。
And you are, let's say, you are the one who sold a tower.
让我们说你把那座塔楼给卖了。
And you made millions of dollars.
你还挣了几百万美金。
A really great real estate deal.
这实在是房地产当中的一笔好生意。
So when good things happens with you and towers,
当这个塔楼，因为塔楼发生了好事情的时候，
Paul says that unless you repent,
保罗告诉我们，除非你悔改，
you are treating God's kindness with no respect.
否则你就是轻视上帝的仁慈。
Because we just read, because God's kindness is supposed to lead you to repentance.
因为我们刚刚读到，上帝的仁慈是引导你来悔改的。
Bad things are supposed to lead to repentance.
坏事情是引导我们来悔改的。
But good things are also supposed to lead to repentance.
好事情也是来引导我们悔改的。
Which means it's always right to repent.
这告诉我们，我们要时时悔改。
We shouldn't be looking around us when things happen to us. We shouldn't be comparing.
我们不要环顾四周，我们也不要去比较。
What we should do is repent.
我们要做的事情就是悔改。
To remind ourselves of who we are.
我们要提醒自己我们是谁。
That we are sinners saved by grace.
我们是因着恩典得被救赎的罪人。
And because Jesus says that if we don't repent, we will perish.
因为耶稣说，如果我们不悔改，我们就会灭亡。
So based on this, based on what we have been taught by Jesus and also what has been said by Paul,
所以根据耶稣所教导的内容和保罗所讲的
If you're feeling bad, repent.
如果你感觉难过的话，悔改。
If you're mad, repent.
如果你生气了，悔改。
If you're happy, repent.
如果你开心，也要悔改。
Are you confused? Repent.
你现在糊涂了吗？悔改。
So what it means that we need to repent continually.
所以我们需要不断的悔改。
We need to repent all the time.
每时每刻我们都要悔改。
And that is the first point.
这就是我们要讲的第一点。
So maybe for some of you, this sounds irrational or maybe strange.
也许对于你们当中一些人来说，这听上去不是很合理。甚至有些奇怪。
What does it mean that we need to repent all the time?
说我们要悔改，时时悔改，什么意思嘛？
It might not make any sense.
也许，这个没有什么意义。
And maybe the reason is that we might not really understand what repentance means.
也许真正的原因是我们并不明白什么是悔改。
So the first point about repenting in whatever situation you are in,It doesn't mean anything if we don't understand what repentance means.
所以我们刚才讲到的第一点，时时悔改。如果我们不明白悔改的真正的含义的话，那就毫无意义了。
True repentance, it's much more than just being sorry for your sins.
真正的悔改，远不是只是为自己的罪感到一些歉意。
I think most people would probably say that repentance is a general sense of guilt.
有些人认为所谓悔改就是说有一些良心上过不去，内疚。
To have a general sense of self-loathing.
是一种自我贬低的厌恶感。
To hate oneself a little bit.
甚至厌恶自己。
So if we follow this understanding of repentance,That means that in all circumstances, we are supposed to tell ourselves what an awful person you are.
如果我们遵从这个逻辑的话，也就是说，如果我们时时悔改，就是时时觉得，哦，我怎么那么糟糕啊？
And that does not make any sense.
这是毫无意义的。
And it doesn't make any sense because that's not what repentance is.
这是毫无意义的，因为这并不是悔改。
Judas.He was sorry for betraying Jesus.
犹大为背叛了耶稣感到抱歉。
He hated himself for doing what he did.
他厌恶自己所做的事情。
And he thought he could solve the problem by giving back the silver coins he got for doing it.
他以为可以归还自己获得的那几个银币来解决问题。
It did not work.
这个是不起作用的。
We never saw any repentance in Judas.Or asking for forgiveness.
我们从来没有在犹大的身上看到悔改，或者是寻求宽恕。
Repentance is a conviction of two realities.
悔改是两个基于现实的信念。
The first one is about sin.
第一个是基于罪。
If you don't think that you deserve to have a tower fall on you,Then you won't understand repentance.
如果你认为你不应该有一座塔楼倒在身上的这件事情发生在你身上，那你就是不懂什么是罪。
Because today's passage, when Jesus is telling the people that not only are they people who got killed any worse sinners than any of you, but every person here deserves to have a tower fall on you.
因为耶稣今天告诉我们。并不仅仅是那些被塔楼压死的人，他们是有罪的。其实我们每个人都是该得到被塔楼压死的这个下场和结果。
So what does Jesus mean, or what I'm trying to say? Why do we have to have a tower fall on us?
那么耶稣想告诉我们什么？为什么要有一座塔楼倒在我们的头上
？Let us use something else than towers as an example.
让我们用其他的事情来举例，不要说这个塔楼了。
Do you know what Instagram is?
你知道 Instagram 是什么吗？
Yes, some of you. Okay, it's like Facebook.
你们到时候有些人知道，这就有点像脸书。
And you post something on it.
你可以在上面发帖子。
And when I prepared this, one of the days I saw a post.
在我准备讲到的时候，有一天我看到了一个帖子。
It's supposed to be funny, okay?
这应该是一个搞笑的帖子。
And it said, fact, Christianity at least gave us a lot of holidays.
他说这是一个事实，至少基督教给了我们很多假期。So
this means that people who doesn't believe in Christianity or Jesus, they thought that, well, something good came out of Christianity.
所以那些不相信耶稣基督、不是基督徒的人认为，哎呦，这个基督教总算是给了我们点好处。So
on that post, a lot of people offended Christians, and Christians wanted to get back at the people.
在那个跟帖上面，许多人冒犯了基督徒，然后基督徒反击。
And one of the replies, there was a girl who wrote a pretty tough answer back to a Christian.
后来我看到有个女孩子，她写了一个蛮厉害的回答来反击那些基督徒。She
said, "How can you believe in something like a God that allows suffering?"
你们怎么可以去相信一个允许苦难的上帝呢？
How can you believe in a God that allows war and misery?
你们怎么会去崇拜一个允许战争和痛苦的上帝呢？
Why do children die of cancer?
为什么小孩子由于癌症而死呢？
Why does cancer and sickness even exist?
为什么癌症和疾病甚至存在这个世界上呢？
I think all of those are great questions.
我觉得这些都是一些非常好的问题。
But I also think that this girl is missing a big portion of Christianity.
但是这个女孩子真的是缺失了基督教当中一块很大的理论部分。She
is assuming that we deserve a good life with no suffering, no sickness, no war, no misery.
她以为我们所有的人 都值得配有美好的生活，没有痛苦，没有疾病，没有战争，没有任何的痛苦。She
thinks that we deserve to have a good life because, I mean, why don't we?
我们理所当然地配得一个美好的生活，为什么不呢？
My question is, can we really assume that we deserve a good life?
我要问的问题是， 我们真的可以理所当然地认为自己配得吗？
What is the evidence of that assumption?
这个假设它是基于怎样的证据上面呢？
How can we say that we deserve a good life?
我们怎么可以说我们是配得一个美好的生活的呢？
It's as if people assume that, God, you owe me a good life.
这就如同人们在说，神，你欠我的。
A pastor in America, Timothy Keller, he said once this in his sermon.
美国的一个牧师叫做迪摩西凯勒的，曾经在他的一篇讲道中这样说。He
said that the philosophical problem of suffering shouldn't be why does God allow so much suffering in the world.
苦难的哲学问题不应该是。 为什么上帝允许在世上有那么多苦难？
But the question should be, why does God allow so little?
这个问题应该是，为什么上帝允许那么少的苦难？
Because when we talk about repenting, we need to have something to repent from.
因为当我们讲到悔改的时候，我们要有一个
And that is sin.
那个就是罪。
We cannot look to God and only think of Christianity as a great God who loves everyone, is graceful and merciful, without looking at sin.
当我们仰望上帝的时候，我们不能仅仅看到神是充满恩典、仁慈，而不看到罪，我们的罪。
Because we don't need God to be merciful if we are without sin.
我们不需要神充满怜悯，如果我们没有罪的话。
We don't need grace if we are perfect.
如果我们不需要恩典，如果我们是完美的话。
And you know what? We do deserve a good life if we are without sin.
你知道吗？如果我们是没有罪的，我们确实配得一个美好的生活。
But we are not.
但是我们不是。
We are sinners that need forgiveness.
我们是罪人，我们需要恩典。
We need grace and we need mercy.
我们需要宽恕，我们需要怜悯。
So the girl on that Instagram post, she missed the point, the most obvious point, sin.
所以 Instagram 上面的那个女生，她错过了非常重要的一点，那就是人的罪。
So to understand that we are all sinners is the first reality we need to grasp in order to repent. We need to know that we are sinners.
所以在学习悔改当中，第一个我们必须要学到的一个基础就是罪。
And the second reality is that Jesus has sacrificed himself for us in order for us to not get what we deserve.
第二个要重要的一点就是耶稣牺牲了自己，是为了让我们不得到我们应得的惩罚。
Jesus, he was crucified on the cross, taking all our sins so that we could be able to mend the relationship we had with God.
耶稣在十字架上被钉死，承担了我们的所有的罪过，为的就是要修补我们与神之间美好的关系。
So that we one day can live in eternity with God again.
所以有一天，我们可以再一次与神一起共享永生。
And this is the good news.
这是一个好消息。
This is what we need to look to in our sinful lives.
这是我们在我们罪恶的生活当中需要仰望的一个现实。
We are not worthy because of sin.
我们不配得，因为我们是有罪的。
But God loves us so much that he sent Jesus for us.
但是上帝如此爱我们，以致为我们差遣耶稣。
And this is the second reality we have to grasp in order to repent.
这是我们必须要把握的第二个现实，从而可以悔改。
And these two things, they go hand in hand.
这两件事情是相辅相成的。
You cannot take one part away from each other.
你不可能只看当中的一点。
If you only know the bad news, only know about sin.
如果你只知道这个坏消息，注重于罪，
You are not repenting.
你不会去悔改。
If you only know the good news without the bad news, without the sin, that is also not repenting.
如果你只知道好消息而不去看坏消息的话，你也不会去悔改。
If you think that it's God's job to forgive you, and you don't understand what length God had to go in order for us to be forgiven, then repentance won't do you anything.
如果你并不明，你认为原谅我们是上帝的工作，而不明白上帝为了让我们得到宽恕做出了多么大的努力，那么悔改对于你来说仍然毫无益处。
We all need to hear about our sinful nature but also the gospel, the saving grace.
我们都需要听到我们自己罪恶的本性，与此同时我们也要听到福音。
We often connect repentance with a certain sin or something we shouldn't do.
我们往往把悔改联系到某一些罪，或者是一些我们不该做的事情。
Maybe we think I shouldn't have lied to my mom. I need to repent.
也许我会想我不应该对妈妈撒谎，我要悔改。
That is correct. We should repent from our sins.
这是对的，我们确实应该悔改自己的罪过。
But the fruit of repentance we are talking about today is to understand that we are sinners.And Jesus Christ saved us.
但是我们今天要说的悔改，是要了解我们是罪人，是耶稣基督拯救了我们。
And it's only when we understand this that we will be able to start to repent from our sins and change our mind from the old to the eternal.
只有真正了解这一点以后，我们才可以悔改，而且从根本上改变我们的思想，直到永远。
So what we have talked about today is that we need to repent.
所以我们今天说的是，我们需要悔改。
We need to always repent.
我们要时时悔改。
When good things happen, we repent.
当好事情发生的时候，我们要悔改。
When bad things happen, we repent.
在坏事情发生的时候，我们也要悔改。
We have to see the wickedness, the self-centeredness in us.
我们必须看到我们内心的邪恶和自我中心。
But we also need to look to the incredible things God has given us through His grace.
但是我们也要看到神通过他的恩典给我们做的那些不可思议的事情。
Repent means to understand the realities we are in. We are sinners, but because of Jesus on the cross, we are given a new chance.
悔改意味着我们要了解我们所处的现实。我们是罪人。但是因为耶稣基督，我们被赋予了新的机会。
And we need to change from this sinful behavior and look to what Jesus had done for us.
我们要从以前的那种有罪的行为中进行改变，因为耶稣为我们成就的。
And we need to process the good things that happens to us.
我们要领会将要发生在我们身上美好的事。
Instead of thinking,Well, yeah, I'm a lucky man with lots of blessings.
不仅仅是想啊，我好幸运哦，有许多好的祝福。
We need to say, wait a minute, I don't deserve this. This is pure grace.
我们要停下来想一想。等一下，其实我并不配得，这是神的恩典。
I might not get this next week.
也许下个星期我不会得到那么好的运气。
But it doesn't matter, because I got a place in heaven.
但是这都不重要，因为我在天堂有自己的席位。
In the parable of the fig, Jesus is the one nurturing us.
在无花果的预言里面，耶稣是那个哺育我们的园丁。
God is looking for the fruit of repentance, but he sees nothing.
神在寻找树上悔改的果实，但是他什么都没有找到。
But Jesus asks for one more time.
但是耶稣是为我们求情，要再给我们一次机会。
But that doesn't mean we can delay our repentance.
但这并不是说我们可以推迟我们的悔改。
That is something we absolutely cannot do.
这是我们绝对不能做的一件事情。
God is not waiting for us to get ready to repent. We just do whatever we need to do in our lives first, and then I repent.
神不会等待我们悔改，我们把生命当中其他的事情都做完了才去悔改。
God is not your servant.
神不是我们的仆人。
And through everything that happens in our lives, we need to repent.
所以在生命中发生任何的事情的时候，我们都需要悔改。
The fig tree, it was nurtured and cared for just so that it could have fruit.
那棵无花果树被很好的照顾，就是为了它可以结果实。
And just like that, we are being nurtured by God through everything we experience.
与此同时，我们也是通过生命中所有的事情，都在享受神的。照顾
so that we also can have fruit, fruit of repentance.
所以我们也可以结果实，结出悔改的果实。
Repentance will result in a change of our mind.
悔改是通过我们思想上的改变。
And that it will in the end turn into change of our behavior.
也会是通过我们行为上的改变。
Repentance is not an act separate from faith.
悔改并不是和我们的信仰所脱离的。
But a saving faith includes a true change of heart and mind.
一个能够拯救的信仰，它是包括悔改的。
And this is called repentance.
这就是悔改。
So lastly, I want to say something to you if you're not a Christian.
今天我也想对那些不是基督徒的人说一些事情。
No matter how many times you should have repented.
无论有多少次你悔改。
No matter how long.
无论多久。
Or how many promises you've broken to God.
无论你违背了多少向上帝的誓言。
No matter how late in life it is.
无论现在有多晚。
No matter what your record is.
也无论你之前的记录是怎样的。
No matter what you've done.
无论你做了什么。
No matter how wrong you were,
无论那有多错,
or how many wrongs you've done,
也无论有多少次你做错了,
Jesus says, if you repent now, it will be fine.
耶稣说, 如果现在你悔改, 所有的事情都一笔勾销。
He will never turn his back on you if you repent.
他永远不会拒绝你, 如果你悔改的话。
He will wipe your past clean.
他会让你的前科全部除去。
Turn to God because it will be your best decision in your life.
归向上帝，这将是你今生做的一个最好的决定。
And for those of you who are Christians, ask yourself this.
对于在座已经是基督徒的人，今天让我们扪心自问。
If God looks at our lives right now, will He find fruit?
如果神现在来查看我们的生命，他会找到果实吗？
What is the evidence in my life that I'm a really follower of Christ?
在我的生命当中，有什么样的证据可以显示我是一个真正的基督徒？
Because the best way to identify a tree is by its fruit.
因为来识别一棵树的最好的方法就是看它的果实。
Jesus has said that every good tree bears good fruit.
耶稣说，所有的好树都会结好果子。
But bad tree bears bad fruit.
坏树结坏果子。
So please use some time and ask yourself, what is the evidence that identifies you as a genuine believer?
有什么证据可以显示你是一个真正的信徒？
Let us pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you.
天父，我感谢你。
Thank you that you remind us of repentance.
你提醒我们要悔改。
Reminding us of what we have done.
你提醒了我们，我们做了些什么。
What we have done against you, God.
我们有哪些事情上违背了你。
Also thank you for forgiving us.
感谢你的宽恕。
Sending Jesus to save us.
感谢你派耶稣来拯救我们。
I pray that you will help us and remind us every day to repent.
我们祈求你会帮助我们，提醒我们每一天来悔改。
That we in our lives will have this fruit of repentance.
在我们的生命中可以结出悔改的果实。
Pray all this in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣的名求。
Amen.
Amen.